This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico, 1 year later. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. The communication system broke down during and after the storm. Phones didn't work, the internet didn't work, and people couldn't let loved ones know that they were okay. 1,500 miles away in Philadelphia, writer Sierra Ortiz Blanes was desperate to reach her family in Puerto Rico. At first, as the storm rolled in, her mother was still messaging her.
20th of September, Hurricane Maria. It's 6:08 in the morning, and we're not in the worst part of the storm yet. However, it's raining extremely hard. It's raining so hard that it looks like a snowstorm amongst the palm trees.
As the storm made landfall and I slept, my mother, Mariana, sent me videos like this one. She knows that soon, Puerto Rico will be cut off from the world. So every 30 minutes, she records a new video on her phone. In the background, the radio buzzes until all the stations go out.
This is an experience that puts you in your place within the grand scheme of things. We are a little ant facing an unstoppable force.
In one of the last video messages, it sounds like the wind might shatter her bedroom window. I can hear my father telling Mama to be careful, to get away. As she runs from the shaking glass, she drops the phone to the ground. Around 7:30 that morning, the messages stop coming. Instead of hearing from family, I'm constantly checking the national and international news for updates. The destruction of places I know is all over my social media feeds. Water, rushing down the street where my childhood ballet studio is located. A park near my school looks like a graveyard of palm trees. In Philadelphia, during my lunch break, I sit on church steps near my office, furiously trying to get in touch with my family. No answer. There are gurgling sounds instead of rings. It's like Maria is drowning the phone lines. Back at work, I try to focus, but all I can do is scroll through the devastation that pops up on my computer. I'm searching for any detail that's reported. Suddenly, an image on Facebook sends shivers down my spine. It's Dorado, the coastal town where my grandparents live. Videos load on my screen. The stores and restaurants we regularly go to have water up to the roofs. I have no way to know if my abuelos are safe. Jacobo, my abuelo, is 78. My abuela is 76. She and I share the name Sira, a name we both got from her mother. They're alone in their home. I know they at least have protective metal hurricane shutters and a strong house, but I worry about the fury of a Category 5 storm. And I am angry. I'm in complete disbelief they are riding out the storm alone, instead of somewhere safer with my mother and father. Eventually, an informal communication network starts to grow on social media. Tweets, posts, relayed messages, information starts to get to me in Pennsylvania. When Mama and I do connect, we speak on borrowed time. She's using the cell phone of a kind stranger she met on the street, one of the lucky few with coverage and battery. In Dorado, Iram, a man I've never met who lives near my abuelos, plods through the devastated landscape to check in on neighbors. On his satellite phone, he texts updates to his sister, Tatiana, who lives in Miami. Then, Tatiana posts her conversations with her brother on Facebook. And Cecilia, one of my best friends, who grew up in Dorado and now lives in D.C., sends me screenshots of Tatiana and Iram's updates. Iram visits my grandparents and lets Tatiana know. Jacobo Muria, familia, también. He doesn't write my grandpa's name correctly, but the message is clear. Jacobo Ortiz Murias, family are okay.
No. You know, we took a chance, Jacobo. If something had happened to one of us, we took a chance.
It's a long distance, twisted grapevine. That's how I figure out what's going on with my family. When I do hear my grandparents' voices for the first time, it's 3 weeks later.
Hola, Sira, aquí me entró una llamada tuya, pero me dijeron que te dejaron mensaje. Pues el mensaje es que te quiero mucho, abuela.
Over time, there are more ways to get in touch with my family. I send them batteries, walkie-talkies, flashlights. They send me stories of waiting in line for gasoline for hours, and of living with no power. I hear about their worries about not having enough water.
20th of September, Hurricane Maria.
Nearly a year later, Puerto Rico is slowly healing. My family has found a new normal, like the fridge in the middle of the living room that runs on solar power. Every time I return to visit, there are fewer broken traffic lights and more electric lines and blooming trees. It's been hard being so far from home during the recovery, a home so in need. But now, my family is just a call or a text away. Today, I cherish it every time the phone rings.